Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Steadfast Love.
From today's reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. You know, the one thing that almost everyone remembers about the prophet Hosea is how God instructed him to marry a promiscuous woman, Gomer, who's also called a wife of whoredom. That marriage becomes the metaphor for God's relationship to a faithless Israel. It's an apt metaphor, I guess, if you're an ancient Israelite man, which most of the original audience for this book would have been. Hosea, the man, represents the divine, while Gomer, the woman, represents sin. And she has to be exposed, shamed, and punished back into loving relationship. Honestly, I don't have to take a very big step back to think that this just doesn't sound all that great. We can be so desensitized to this kind of metaphor over time that we can't hear its limitations anymore. But what may have made sense in a distant time and place requires additional theological reflection now. The metaphor of faithlessness isn't itself the problem. It's our attachment to reading it in the most limited way when it's, you know, a metaphor. God is outside our human categories of male and female. So what would happen if we ever envisioned God as a wife? And not only as an ancient Israelite wife, but also as a contemporary wife from Indiana or California or Kenya or the Philippines. What new insights could that vision bring to our understanding of God's righteousness and steadfast love? I guess this is occurring to me with special poignance right now because these days we're rethinking a lot of our symbols and metaphors. On the university campus near where I live, two statues that seemed to me somewhat innocuous, a pioneer man and a pioneer woman, were pulled down by protesters who saw them differently, as symbols of a conquering culture that came at the expense of the native peoples who lived here first. Everyone, I grew up here. I played at the base of those statues as a child. My family was a pioneer family. I don't want to think of them as part of a conquering culture. I want to think of us as a courageous, inventive, hardworking culture. But sisters and brothers, these times demand otherwise from all of us. These times require us to open our vision. Because our times change, our metaphors change, but our God is beyond both time and metaphor. If we want to reap steadfast love, as Hosea says, then we have to sow justice. We have to be willing to see what we've become desensitized to in our homes and churches and workplaces and communities, and we have to unlimit our vision. To be willing to see all those places and people through God's eyes. Because seeing through God's eyes is the point of Hosea's message. When we do that, then we can break up our fallow ground. We can sow justice and reap steadfast love because we're no longer seeking ourselves, but instead we're seeking the Lord.